This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Wow. Take that down a little bit. Yeah, I think that's a little more gooder. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And a special welcome to new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Indeed. Haven't had a chance to try it out yet? That's coming. That is definitely coming. So, here I am in my little huge basket filled with millions of deplorables. Like me in so many ways. Let's run down the list of epithets that Pantsuit threw at us over the weekend prior to her, you know, prior to her vapor locking at a photo op. First of all, we are Islamophobic. 15 years after the worst of the one attack, you know, the worst attacks in the name of Islam on American soil by followers of Islam that killed thousands of innocents at the World Trade Centers in New York, at the Pentagon, and a plane that went down in Pennsylvania because heroes on board overpowered the terrorists and stopped their plans for even more destruction. 4 years after an attack in the name of Islam by followers of Islam on the American embassy in Benghazi. That happened, you know, 4 years ago today. When then Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton didn't call out the troops to protect them after a 3 a.m. wake-up call. Brutal beheadings of Americans and others in the name of Islam by the followers of Islam. Mass killings in the name of Islam by followers of Islam in San Bernardino, California, in Orlando, Florida, Paris, France, not to mention the Muslim world, and more and more and more. Even more over the centuries, we're wary of the followers of Islam. This isn't phobic. Wariness of Islam is a valid fear to us deplorable basket cases. Misogynist. Coming from the woman who defended her powerful husband for seducing a much younger intern working for him, who stood by quietly and approvingly when the Friends of Bill and the so-called feminists called her, Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick, Jennifer Flowers, and others trailer trash, liars, whores, and other ugly epithets, is the one who is anti-woman, not us folks, in the basket of deplorables. Racist, you know. Bill and Chillery, they call us, you know, they happily and uncomplainingly play golf at all of the white, lily white country clubs out there, using their white skin privilege, racially appropriating blackness by calling himself the first black president, did not make Clinton black or a black golfer, so the Clinton couple are bigots. But, you know, not us in the deplorable basket. Xenophobic. I am a son of an immigrant, and, I'm a British immigrant, so it wasn't like I had to learn how to speak the language or anything. But, you know, I got to hear about it. I got to hear about what that's, and even the British, when they would come over here, even though they knew the language, still had to put up with a bunch of things. Still had to learn a lot of different ways, had to embrace America. And this isn't phobic. It's even constitutional. And, we've now had her non-apology or apology, which she used to attack her opponent and his followers, probably made the attendees feel even more smug at that time when she was gathering her $50,000 at the fundraisers. She made the comments before introducing Baba Streisand at a LGBT fundraiser in downtown New York. According to average ticket prices and attendance figures provided by the campaign, Clinton raised around $6 million at the fundraiser, which some attendees paid $50,000. So did Pantsuit deliberately utter this outrageous phrase in a desperate attempt to distract from her burgeoning email scandal lies or her Clinton Foundation pay-to-play lies and her lies in general? I kind of think so. Deplorable basket case that I am. If that was an off-the-cuff gaffe, Team Clinton would have huddled afterward and resolved to never repeat it. Instead, she's taken to using it as an applause line at fundraisers. And why would she insult Trump's voters knowing that he's going to milk the outrage for donations and try to use it to goose turnout? Liam Donovan, a former GOP staffer, has a theory. He thinks it's because Trump is disorganized. So his best bet is to tap into the same grievance that fueled him in the primary. Righteous indignance is a powerful thing. He also points out that Pantsuit would rather talk about anything than emails if she can goad media into debating the proportion of racists among Trump's base. Isn't that all? Isn't that all sort of conjecture to get out there and try to make that call? Are we in Pantsuit's head? And which of you brave souls dare to do that? As for me, you want to call me deplorable, that's fine. I'll wear it like a badge. Not a badge of honor. That comes later. For those of you who didn't, I mean, this is the person who wants to be the president of everybody in the United States, saying that, you know, this is the same thing as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar saying that people shouldn't be allowed to vote. This is the same thing as the Republican elites out there saying we have to excise this Trumpism in the worst way. We're the cancer to them. We're the tumor. Now, I myself, if they want to characterize me that way, that's fine. Because I'll go malignant. I will go malignant and kill them. I will invade every crack of their body, and I will take over the host. This isn't a threat. I mean, this is a result. What you have today is a result. This is a result of ignoring people. This is a result of not listening to what your constituents say. And that has a price. It has a price. And they don't want to acknowledge that. They really don't. Got a slightly new look to the studio. I don't know for you, those of you that are listening. I mean, there's some of you are actually watching the radio show, which I decided since you wanted to watch it, I'd make it a little different looking today. It's not a lot different looking, but it's some different looking. I've had banners and all this other stuff. I've finally hung them. My Lucid banners, especially, very nice looking up there. And my second call defense banner, which is not enough on camera, but I got to figure out how to make it. I'll be right back.
education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com and welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
I have the Cloak Tuck 3.0 right here. I haven't had a chance to run it yet, but that's coming. Jeans weather is coming. After more than 5 years in office, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is finally looking beyond his city's gun control laws to stop the out-of-control violence in the Windy City. He promised in 2011 to hire 1,000 new police when he first ran for office, and he's announced plans to recruit hundreds of new officers to address the city's dire personnel shortage. They've also begun to admit that the recent spike in homicides is a crime problem and not a gun problem. That had to be painful for them. Just this week, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson acknowledged that as long as we fail to hold violent repeat offenders responsible for their actions, we're going to hear the same stories of murders and shootings in certain parts of our city. And he blamed the broken justice system. And see, that was just a matter of time. You can only hire so many people that are going to be like minor birds for you for so long, and then you run out, and then you finally get a guy who's just going to call it what it is. He said it's frustrating for Chicago police to arrest a guy on Friday for an illegal gun, and then the next Thursday they see him right back out on the street with another illegal gun. Yeah, how is that crime fighting? Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez made a similar acknowledgement last week. Criminals know and understand our system and tell the prosecutors that Illinois gun laws are a joke. Well, they're not a joke if you're a law-abiding citizen, but for some reason, if you get arrested, even though you won't be able to buy a gun anymore at your local FFL, that does not prohibit you, apparently, from getting a gun and being around on the street because you're going to be out there in about a week. She noted that the worst offenders are spending fewer and fewer days behind bars for their violent and repeat felony gun offenses, and that an unexplained revolving door is spitting these convicted criminals out of prison after they've served only a fraction of their court-imposed sentences for violent gun offenses. I wonder about those judge appointments. I wonder if that has anything to do with that. The problem is exacerbated by a new policy the Chicago police implemented through an agreement with the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois. The policy, which took effect on January 1st, requires officers to write a detailed report every time they stop a suspect for a brief investigation. That's a lot of work. I wonder if they have like a minimum word requirement on this one. Cops already spend a lot of time on paperwork. They got more paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And suspects must also get a receipt with the officer's name and time and place and reason for the stop. Under this new policy, and I want you to go figure on this one, street stops by Chicago police officers have dropped significantly. It's either because they're stopping fewer people, but they're having to write them up, which takes more time. Or they're just not stopping as many people. Either way, they're not stopping as many people. So you have less enforcement combined with weak punishment for violent offenders, and that's driving their surging murder rate. And maybe the seriousness of Chicago's soaring violent crime problem will cause the city's leaders to abandon their pursuit of ineffective gun control measures and focus on the actual cause of crime. Criminals. Now, I can sit here and hold my breath and, you know, hope that they will turn their backs on gun control. And I don't know, maybe they will. Maybe they will. You know, an Uber driver stopped, legally stopped, a mass shooting in Chicago. I don't know if he's still an Uber driver or not, because with Uber, you're not supposed to have a gun in the car, even though Uber doesn't own the car, and even though you don't work for Uber. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to do what Uber says. And, you know. Interesting realizations. Now, I wonder what Rahm has to say to all of this. Rahm has had nothing but crises. Now, he must be, I mean, you would think that after his time as the chief of staff for the for Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, that he would, I mean, the constant crises that his city is in, he would be in utopia, you would think. Wouldn't you? I mean, besides that one that almost got him fired, you know, where the cops shot the guy that was walking down the street with a knife away from him. There's you an example of a guy that perhaps should not have been wearing a badge. When you got a bad guy walking away from you without any capability of projecting the force, be it a knife or fist or something, if he doesn't have a gun, if he's walking away on the opposite side of the street, very hard for any of us to claim, well, I felt like my life was in imminent danger. Now, there's a guy who shouldn't be a police officer. Not Darren Wilson. No, not Darren Wilson. Darren Wilson should be a cop. I don't even know what he does anymore. I don't think he's a cop anywhere, and I don't think anybody gets to know where he's at. Because his life got ruined by hands up, don't shoot. For a righteous shoot, I would add, too. This is when everybody says, well, Bill, you know, everything's fixed. I wish I had your enthusiasm. Listen, letting these dogs have their way can only go on for so long. Can only go. And even at that point, even the tyrants have to sit back and take notice. And when that happens, that's one of those fun days because, you know, they don't know how to act with common sense. This is like, you know, doing brain surgery for them. They don't know how to deal with that. So, interesting times in Chicago. We'll see what they do. I would love to see their crime go down, not because of gun control, just because they actually attacked the root cause of crime and, you know, gave some people that are starving for it some economic help. We'll be right back.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Yeah, I've got my, they sent me today a Cloak Tuck 3.0, which you can't see unless I hold it up really high. You'll be getting a report on that soon. I did an unboxing video for those that want to check that out. I want to address, I put up a video of the Agency Arms Classified AR-15. And I want to address something about this, okay? In the course of what I do, I get an opportunity to meet and know some of the best people out there. And some of these people that I know that are some of the best people out there are really good at building a gun or putting together a gun or collaborating to build a gun. Then I get really lucky and they become a sponsor of mine. And then I get a chance to have one of their guns. So in the course of what I do, I have recently gotten two very nice AR-15s. I carry very nice Agency Arms Glocks. Even my home rolled rifle, my bootleg rifle, is pretty nice. And when I put the video up on it, I started seeing a bunch of thumbs down. And I started saying, well, you know, you can get this for this price and you can get that for that price and everything else. I think you may be misunderstanding what I do here. So let me explain it to you. Let me ask you a question. If you had a chance to run, if you're into guns and if you want to shoot and if you're into armed self-defense, if you had a chance to run the best thing you thought was out there, wouldn't you do it? Yes, you would. Now, having said that, this is not me out there trying to be some guru that says, well, unless you have this, you simply shouldn't even try. Okay? I fully understand fiscal reality. And for some people, looking at the prices of a primary weapon system, which is a superb piston-driven rifle, the best piston-driven rifle I've ever pulled the trigger on, It has just a standard muzzle device, and it's not moving. It's just staying right there on target. It's just, and Primary Weapon Systems knows this, they have a lower priced rifle out there. So I don't want you, I'm not trying to distort the reality of personal defense. I'm not trying to say you aren't going to survive without the latest and greatest new gun, or you know, there's other people that would suggest that you have to carry two guns and a box and a half of ammo and a tactical flashlight and a fighting knife and all that, you know. Neither is my home geared up like this is, you know, Chirac. So let me tell you some realities. Yes, I carry Agency Arms Glocks. I have two. And I switch between the two. When I get accessories, they go with the two. I shoot one caliber in handgun. The rifles that I have now, the three rifles that I have, are all related to each other. They're all like in the same family because the core of them is either bootleg or primary weapon systems, or in the case of the Agency Arms Classified rifle, a amalgamation of those two companies. Because bootleg and primary weapon systems comes from the mind of one man named Dean Sylvester. So, having said that, the most important thing about armed self-defense is not what you have, but what you can do with what you do have. What you carry is not nearly as important as what you can do with it. The gun you carry is not as important as your ability to hit the mark with whatever gun you can afford to carry and like to carry. I can afford to carry Agency Arms primary weapon systems. That's what I can afford to carry. That doesn't mean anything below that is any less. It doesn't. It does not. And then there's all those training drills that some people practice. You can go to social media and see some absolutely ridiculous training drills. And with each of these gurus in their little videos, they're suggesting you're bound to die if you don't learn their particular shooting exercise. I've seen training exercises where the shooter is in a full Nelson or a choke or something else. All the while, still standing there static. Because, you know, a realistic training drill is of value, but you don't need to be able to run and jump over stuff or stab one way with your knife while you're shooting in the other direction to save your life. The basic requirement, and one that is very often overlooked, is the ability to draw your weapon smoothly and quickly and hit the target in the vital zone with your first shot. And in your practice, this should be something that you are able to do occasionally. Well, you know, not occasionally, but virtually every time. You start by working on the draw stroke. You're looking for smoothness, which means you're going to go slow, because remember, slow is smooth. You're looking for efficiency and economy of movement. With practice, this smoothness will result in greater speed. If you work for speed instead of smoothness, bad things can often happen, like bullet holes and stuff you don't really want to have bullet holes in. Remembering that criminal attacks against citizens nearly always occur in close range, begin your shooting practice close to the target. And working on a smooth draw stroke, proper sight alignment, and trigger squeeze, make sure you can hit the vitals under the target every time. Move back away from the target, extending the range only when you can deliver virtually all of your shots to the vital zone at the previous distance. Do not get out there and start saying, well, no, going to work long range today. Can you hit up close? What? On the practice range, you may be able to shoot multiple targets that are conveniently side by side. When you get a vital zone hit on the first target, the other two targets obligingly stay right where they are, just waiting for their turn to receive bullet holes. In reality, if you drop a bad guy with a smooth draw on a first shot, his companions are very likely to run away in the opposite direction, no longer presenting a threat to you. Because nothing discourages a crook like dropping a bad guy with your first shot. So instead of looking at guns and gear, if you're concerned about that, yes, I want you to buy agency guns because they're the best, and anybody that gets one of these is going to love it. You're going to love it. Primary weapon systems, ditto. But train. Please, train. Ammunition Depot, buy the ammo from Ammunition Depot and train. I'm about to have to buy some more. I've been training a lot here lately. Not as much as I need to, right? JT would tell you. He would know. But nothing ends a criminal attack like a smooth draw and an accurate hit to a vital zone. That should be your training. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
That's one of the things about holsters. When you're out there and you're trying to go old school, right? If you're looking at a leather holster, for example, you're looking at $70. You can buy two of these for about $40. And they have a lifetime forever warranty. No brainer. If you're carrying concealed in my state, it has to be concealed. This is the way to go. Alien Gear. Now, nearly 80 years ago, we heard these words. Well, not 80 years ago. Shortly after this, though. Shortly after you took power. I will begin by saying what everybody would like to ignore or forget, but which must nevertheless be stated, namely, that we have sustained a total and unmitigated defeat. That was Churchill's description of Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain's surrender to Hitler in the Munich Agreement of 1938. And yet Churchill's words apply to the United States of today. Our men and women in uniform have been heroic. Many have signed up to serve again even after being wounded. Our tactical units remain the best in the world. Our intelligence officers and diplomats have risked their lives in service to the country. The problem is not with the sincerity, the courage, the energy, or the effort of individual Americans. The problem has been the approach of a bipartisan Washington political elite that squandered 15 years, thousands of lives, many thousands wounded, and trillions of dollars with no coherent strategy, no honest assessment of the challenge, and no willingness to learn from failure and develop new strategies and new institutions. Since September 11, 2001, we have moved from righteous anger and clarity of purpose against the forces of terrorism in the immediate aftermath of the attacks to now sending $1.7 billion in cash to the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. We have watched our efforts in Iraq collapse while our efforts in Afghanistan decay. We've seen the Middle East grow more violent, more chaotic, and more ungovernable despite 15 years of American and allied effort. 15 years ago this week, terrorists killed 2,977 Americans in the worst surprise attack on our homeland since Pearl Harbor, 70 years earlier. In fact, 570 more Americans were killed on 9/11 than on December 7, 1941. It was a huge, tragic, and deeply emotional shock. And yet, the 9/11 attack was not the beginning of our war with Islamic supremacism. By 2001, we had been at war with the Iranian dictatorship, still to this day listed by the State Department as leading state sponsor of terrorism, for 32 years when Iranians seized the American embassy in Tehran. Mark Bowden described the event appropriately in the title of his first book, Yes of the Ayatollah, the First Battle in America's War with Militant Islam. From an American's perspective, that war had continued in Lebanon in the 1980s, in Saudi Arabia, East Africa, and Yemen in the 1990s. And in 2001, the terrorist war came to our shore. And it brought with it some shocking results. American anger was vivid and deep. And Bush, at that moment, reacted with powerful, clear, morally defining words. In his address to the joint session of Congress just 9 days after the attack, he asserted on September 11th, enemies of freedom committed an act of war against our country. And he described a huge goal. Our war on terror begins with Al-Qaeda, but it does not end there. It will not end until every terrorist group of global reach has been found, stopped, and defeated. He described the scale of the challenge, saying Americans are asking how will we fight and win this war. We will direct every resource at our command, every means of diplomacy, every tool of intelligence, every instrument of law enforcement, every financial influence, and every necessary weapon of war to the disruption and defeat of the global terror network. He went on to warn at that time, Americans should not expect one battle but a lengthy campaign unlike any other we have seen. Every nation and every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. From this day forward, any nation that continues to harbor or support terrorism will be regarded by the United States as a hostile regime. And he warned at that time the only way to defeat terrorism as a threat to our way of life is to stop it, eliminate it, and destroy it where it grows. 4 months later, in his 2002 State of the Union address, he described North Korea, Iran, and Iraq as an axis of evil. And he warned the United States of America will not permit the world's most dangerous regimes to threaten us with the world's most destructive weapons. And Congress, including pantsuit, applauded. And this was the high watermark of the response to 9/11. This week, North Korea had its fifth nuclear test. Last week, they launched three missiles in direct violation of the United Nations resolutions. We know that while deceiving the Congress and the American people, the Obama administration sent $1.7 billion to what even the State Department says is the world's leading sponsor of terrorism, the Iranian dictatorship. Iraq, at a great cost to American lives and wounds and money, has degenerated into a mess dominated by Iran and by ISIS. So, how did we get from the brave words to defeat and dishonesty and humiliation? After delivering the exact right words to Congress, the Bush administration failed to plan for how big and how hard and how long the fight would be. And almost immediately, the lawyers began imposing rules and regulations. It was decided not to declare war, even though Bush had described this as an act of war. State Department began pushing back against an honest, clear statement of who was attacking us. The Defense Department was very cautious about distorting the military establishment with an aggressive focus on learning how to defeat Islamic supremacists. Initially, the campaign was brilliant, lean, and decisive. It gave us an exaggerated sense of how powerful we were and how weak our enemies were. But it was understaffed and under-resourced, and we did not invest the military power to completely destroy the Taliban. As soon as Bush said, you're with us or you're against us, the State Department rapidly began an offer, an alternative, to which you could be a little with us and a little against us. Pakistan was with us in providing a logistic system to sustain our forces in Afghanistan. They were against us in providing a sanctuary to the Taliban in the northwest region. So instead of thinking about the cost of a campaign to wipe out the Taliban sanctuary, we limped along in exactly the kind of indecisive guerrilla war that we waged in Vietnam. Now the Taliban has regained momentum, and the minute we leave, Afghanistan is likely to fall back into Islamist dictatorship. And our efforts to create a modern Afghanistan was crippled by a State Department bureaucracy that's clearly unwilling to cut through red tape and learn how to be effective. And that pattern of systemic incompetence would be repeated in Iraq because the Bush administration was simply unwilling to reform the State Department. Failure abroad was more acceptable than a bitter bureaucratic fight in Washington, despite the loss of life here. The Iraq campaign might have been a brilliant success if Ambassador Bremer had not changed the mission in mid-war. The American military could defeat Hussein very rapidly, but it also knew that it then had to rebuild the Iraqi system and let the Iraqis run their own country. It would have taken four times as many troops to actually occupy and patrol Iraq. Bremer seemed to think he was supposed to profoundly change Iraq, and he set about to do so with little coordination with the American military. Little understanding of how deep the internal hatred and potential violence among Iraqis turned out to be. It's still dangerous out there, despite everything we've lost and we squandered everything. We'll be right back.
Call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.